This is the KASU 604 newscast for Thursday, September 28th. I'm Brandon Tabor. Arkansas's highest court has halted a judge's order requiring the state to release the labels and package inserts for an execution drug it plans to use in putting an inmate to death in November. The state Supreme Court yesterday granted an emergency stay of a Pulaski County judge's ruling requiring officials to release the materials related to its supply of midazolam, one of three drugs used in Arkansas's lethal injection process. An attorney sued the state after officials wouldn't release the labels and package inserts. Arkansas law keeps the supplier of its lethal injection drugs secret. The state put four inmates to death in April and has one execution planned in November. The state announced last month it had obtained a new supply of midazolam. A federal appeals court says it won't reconsider a panel's decision to clear the way for the state to restrict how the abortion pill is administered. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday denied a request from Planned Parenthood to have the full court review a three-judge panel's ruling vacating a judge's preliminary injunction against the 2015 law. The measure requires doctors providing the pill to maintain a contract with another physician who has admitting privileges at a hospital and who agrees to handle any complications. In July, the panel sent the case back to the judge who issued the injunction and said the lower court should look into the number of women who would be unduly burdened by the contracting physician requirement. Arkansas State University officials are advising students to check their online school and bank accounts and to reset their password immediately. It comes after five students reported having money mysteriously taken out of their bank accounts or their deposit from the university not being posted. According to a university news release, officials believe the cause was from an email phishing scam sent to students. Officials say the university will never ask for login and password information via email. Students with questions are encouraged to contact the A-State Treasurer's Office. And a Tennessee man has turned himself in for making a bomb threat against a Mississippi university. Jackson State University officials said Christopher Ashley Jones turned himself into university police yesterday. Officials tell WJTV-TV that the 20-year-old is a Memphis, Tennessee resident who has a girlfriend who attends the university. The bomb threat was made Friday against a dormitory at Jackson State. Jones is being held at Hinds County Jail on charges of false reporting of an explosive device. More local and regional news can be heard on KASU weekdays during NPR's Morning Edition, beginning at 5 a.m. at 91.9 FM and at KASU.org. I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.